This is the Myrna Lamb Show, April 5th, 2008, 6 p.m. hour.
This is the Myrna Lamb Show on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. Got a question about your future? Call Myrna now at 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO.
Hi there and welcome. We've got another hour to spend together right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. Our lines are full at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. So when I say goodbye to someone, please join us. And the rules are very simple. When you call, you speak to Ken. He asks your first name. You can make it up. He asks your birthday. I need the truth. And when you come through to me, one question. Mary in Middletown, welcome to the program. Hello, Mary.
Hello.
I see that you are a Gemini.
I am.
And your question for me.
My husband and I, this seems to be the night for it, are looking very seriously at relocating along with our 10-year-old son.
Oh, okay.
And it would be this summer, and I wanted to know what you saw about that.
Okay. The Queen of Diamonds is the card that represents you. And what about your husband's birthday?
November 1st.
So he's a Scorpio. And what about your 10-year-old? What's his birthday?
November 25th.
Okay, so we have you, a Gemini Queen of Diamonds. We have your husband, the King of Spades. And then we have your little one, who is the Jack of Clubs. And let's see. Your husband says, I'm ready. Just make up your mind. And we'll go. And as far as you're concerned, I think you've been sort of debating. Now, you happen to have the 9 and 5 of Hearts right around you, so you've got really nice cards. The question is, do you want to or don't you want to? Do you want to or don't you want to? Right, Mary?
Sort of.
Okay. The question you asked me is, can you? The answer is yes. You have the Four of Hearts, which is a very nice card, up in the ninth house. There's the plenty of ability to make it happen. Do you own the house you're in right now?
Yes.
There's two clubs, a diamond and a heart, in the fourth house, which represents the house you own now. And then there's two diamonds and really other nice cards in the place that represent selling it. So if you need to sell it in order to make the move, the cards look optimistic for you to be able to do it. It might take, at the worst case scenario, till October, but it could happen in June or July. So if you need to sell before you can move, it does seem possible. If you wanted to hold on to it and sort of rent it out and make this relocation, that's another option that might work for you, especially because I think you know someone who would be interested in renting your house to make it sort of to fit with you making this relocation. Do you know what I'm talking about? Does that make sense to you?
It makes perfect sense to me.
I am so pleased to hear that, Mary. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Thomasina in Swansea. Welcome to the program, Thomasina.
Hi, it's me. How are you?
I am well, thank you.
I've listened to you for quite a while, and you're a treat every weekend. I enjoy it. And my daughter and I might come to see you.
Well, thank you.
A little further.
Thank you very much. And
yeah.
I see that you're a Virgo, and what's your question for me?
I wanted to know, how does my future look monetarily? It seems like every time it comes to the end of the month or a little further, it's a little stressful. And I was just wondering, I play the lottery, and I was just wondering if you see anything down the road for the old girl.
Let's see what we can find out. What you're saying is there's too much month for the money. And, you know, it's tough. I can't believe when the oil bills come in and the electric bill goes up and the insurance goes up and the taxes go up, but your paycheck doesn't.
It doesn't.
I know.
It really doesn't. And I drive so far to work every day, and the gas crunch, and it's just really, it's, you know, just a little stressful. But, you know, I was just curious.
Right. Well, unfortunately, the stress you're feeling shows. Your job is yours for as long as you want it. And the situation around your job looks fine, but it's a problem because of the amount of driving that you have to do. And I don't see an easy solution for that unless you look for a different job. And you've been with this one for a while now. You know the situation.
Oh, my goodness. And you are great.
And the money there may not be wonderful, but you know what to expect, and they like you. So I'm not suggesting that you look for a new job at this time. So about all you can do is get by. As far as winning the lottery is concerned, I'm sorry, sweetheart. I don't see it. I wish I did. I hate to say that.
Oh, really? Nothing.
I don't see a big win for you.
Okay.
No, I don't. All right, Thomasina, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Trish in Lincoln. Trish, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you?
I am well, thank you. And I see you are a Sagittarian.
Yes.
From my hometown. And
yes.
What's your question for me?
My husband recently was displaced as a result of the mortgage crisis. He was a loan officer, and mm-hmm. he's starting a new job on Monday.
Okay.
And I want to know what our financial future looks like, because we're tentatively thinking about selling our home and downsizing, and I have a pretty good job, and I'm started my own business.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to know what the future holds for us.
Okay, so the Queen of Hearts represents you because you are a Sagittarian, and what's your husband's birthday?
March 28th.
So he's in Aries, and he's starting with the new moon in Aries, and so the answer is this is wonderful. Seriously.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I made a chart for Monday, and it's the moon will actually be in Taurus on Monday, not in Aries, but it's within the new moon quarter. So if, for example, if you had been my clients, I would have said this is an ideal day to begin. The sun is in Aries, the moon is in Taurus. That's very well placed for your husband. Now, it's going to take a little adjusting, because that's life.
Mm-hmm.
Mars, which is his ruling planet, is not in the strongest place in the chart. But that's not bad. It just means that he needs a lot of sleep and a good breakfast before he goes to work. Seriously.
Okay.
You know, basic fundamental things that we learn when we're kids, just mm-hmm. to sort of get the body going. But as when I look at these cards for him with regard to this new job, I'm very, very optimistic for him. It looks good, and he's really, truly starting on a very good day. Trish, thanks for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Patty in North Kingston, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You are welcome, and I see that you're born under the sign of Pisces. And what's your question for me?
We've been renting for 11 years since we moved to Rhode Island,
mm-hmm.
and was wondering if there was a house in our future.
Okay. And it's you, the Queen of Spades, as a Pisces. And what's your husband's birthday?
February 8th.
So he's an Aquarian. I have the card that represents him. What I'm seeing here is a picture that suggests he may be a little bit more optimistic about the money that's necessary than you are, or vice versa. It's like the two of you are not exactly on the same page about what it will cost you to make this happen.
Right.
And, of course, both of us know that anything you've paid in rent is gone. At least if you own something, you've got some equity, especially if you buy when the market's not at its peak. And this is as good a time as any to go looking. So I would encourage you to. You ask, is there a house in your future? The potential is absolutely there. In your fourth house, which represents the idea of property, you have hearts and diamonds and clubs, all really promising cards. I would like to suggest that you two just take the spring to enjoy the hunting process without being anxious to do the buying process. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Now, there's a very specific reason why I'm telling you this. The planet Jupiter, which has a lot to do with the price of single-family homes, is going to go retrograde. It will retrograde. In fact, it did. I'm sorry. It retrograded. Wait a minute. Let me get to the right page in my book here. Sometimes I'm getting ahead of myself. Here we go. Jupiter is going to retrograde the end of the first week in May. It will be retrograde then for 4 months, all of May and June, July and August. When Jupiter is retrograde, house prices are likely to stay down. So this is a very good four-month period that we are coming into, when I would encourage you to just start looking around. Look at all the different communities that interest you and see what's out there. And I think that if you enjoy the whole process of hunting, I think you'll find something, but don't hurry it.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Patty. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Catherine in Franklin, Mass. Catherine, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I am well. Thank you, Catherine. And I see that you are calling about a brother who's a Virgo. What's your question for him?
My brother's been applying for internships, and he hasn't had any luck lately, so I was wondering if he's going to get a job by the summer.
Okay. Has he just finished college, or is he about to graduate?
He's going to be graduating next year.
Okay, next year. So he's at the end of his junior year.
Yep.
And he's a Virgo, and Virgos are having a little bit of an uphill battle getting things to happen for them. And so when I think about what might be the very best approach for him, it would be to stop looking and ask someone else to look for him. In other words, he falls with the Nine of Hearts, which is the very best card in the deck, but he falls up in the ninth house, and the ninth house is other people's advice and help. It's a kind of networking situation. and in fact in his 11th house, which is really about networking, the cards are gorgeous. Where they're not good is in the 3rd house, and the 3rd house is all about knocking on the door all by himself. So the time has come for him to talk to his aunts, his uncles, and all his cousins, and everybody's family friends to get a lead, because one of them will open the door for an internship.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Catherine. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 o'clock, taking your calls, making predictions, and that's what I'm going to do for you, Richard, on a cell phone. Welcome to the program. Hey, Richard, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good.
My question is about, within the next couple of weeks, I could close on an investment property, which is a foreclosure house in out of state,
mm-hmm.
and I'm wondering if this is a good idea or not.
And you're a Gemini. The King of Diamonds is the card that represents you. Are you in this alone?
No, I've got a partner out in Akron that will actually be living there and
okay.
doing a lot of the work.
The reason that I asked you that question is that in the very first house, as I was putting the cards down, a King of Hearts shows up with a 9 and a 3 of Hearts. And that made me wonder whether there was, in fact, a partner involved with you in the project. Cards around him are excellent. And so since he's involved, I feel optimistic because he can take over and he'll be working on it and he'll be living there.
Exactly. He'll be doing a lot of the work.
That's really great. Now, I see your trepidation. And most of the time, I really think you should trust your gut. But in this case, as long as you know him pretty well,
mm-hmm.
I'm very, very positive about you. It looks awfully good.
Okay.
All right, Richard, thank you for the call.
Thank you. Yeah.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, Stephen in Woonsocket. Welcome to the program.
How are you doing?
I am well. Thanks, Stephen. And I see that you're born under the sign of Scorpio. What is your question for me?
I'm just trying to sell the building, part of the building, if it will go through or not within maybe a month or 2 months or so.
Okay, so you have a condo of some sort?
Yep.
And you want to see if you can sell it within the next month or two. There is a sales agreement, is there?
No, not yet.
Okay. But there is someone who's expressed an interest in it?
Yes.
Okay. King of Spades is the card that represents you. And you fall in the place that's all about property. And you have nice cards in the house that have to do with income. But in the eighth house, which pertains to the idea of getting a mortgage, getting financing for them to be able to buy this property, that's where all the snags show
right,
up.
But you think that they will get approval or not?
I am not confident that they are going to get approval.
Oh, really?
I am not confident about it. These cards don't look wonderful. So I find myself wondering whether there's anybody who would kind of underwrite the offer for them, if they've got a relative who might co-sign, for example. But it just looks to me as though their credit is not strong. And
another thing I'd like to ask you is how my future looks within maybe 6 months or so?
Yeah, you'll have to call another night for that because I have answered one question,
okay.
And unfortunately that's all I can do.
Okay,
so thank you for the call, Stephen. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. We have two lines available for the first time in about an hour, so if you've been trying to get through and couldn't, please call now. Ed in Attleboro, welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Hi, Ed. I see that you're born under the sign of Cancer. And what's your question for me?
I've had surgery twice on the same hip.
Yes.
Still no improvement.
No.
Well, there's been improvement, but I continue to limp the rest of my life. I have problems, aches and pains.
Oh, dear. So you've had two surgeries on the same hip, and you're not getting improvement. It's interesting. I see the ninth house, which is the hip. There's two aces there, which would, I guess, represent the two surgeries. And there's two hearts, a diamond, and a spade. Those are good cards, the spade being the doctor. Also, in the ninth house away from you, the cards are good. How long ago was the second operation completed, Ed?
July.
Last July. And you still have not had improvement. Did the doctors give you any indication of why?
He said he could live the rest of my life.
That's it, that there's nothing more they can do for you. I don't think that's necessarily true. Okay? I don't believe it. So here's what you're going to do. I really would like to suggest that you check in with a doctor of osteopathy. Just see whether there's something that they might be able to offer you in the way of a manipulation. It's not like chiropractic. It's not ballistic. But it might be able to help because I can only tell you that when I look at your cards, Ed, I don't see you as having to live your life in pain or discomfort. I don't see it here.
The doctor of
A doctor of osteopathy is what it's called.
Oh,
D-O.
Please?
Osteopathy is O-S-T-E-O.
Okay, okay. Okay, now I got it.
Good.
Thank you very much.
Take a look around and see if you can find an osteopath. They are doctors recognized by the American Medical Association. They have hospital privileges. So it's not chiropractic. It is full doctors. But they also, in addition to practicing straight medicine, do something else called a form of manipulation. They've been very helpful for people who have problems with joints and with the back and the like. It might be helpful. I don't know for sure, of course. But I would at least check it out, Ed, and I wish you the best of luck with that. We have three lines available now because someone just hung up. Renee in, where is that, Griswold? Connecticut? Where are you, Renee?
I'm in Griswold.
Griswold.
Yes, Griswold,
okay.
Connecticut.
I don't know where that is.
It's right above Foxwoods Casino.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why I don't know. I've never been to Foxwoods.
Oh.
Now, am I missing something? Should I go to Foxwoods?
You're probably not missing a lot.
That was diplomatic.
It is very beautiful.
It's
though.
Beautiful.
It's very beautiful. Save your money.
Okay, Renee. Yeah, I'm obviously the last of the hot gamblers you're talking to here. Okay, Renee, I see you're Leo. And what's your question for me?
My question concerns my health. Mm-hmm. I've had poor health for several years.
Yeah.
And this past month has been very hard for me, and I want to know when it's going to change.
Okay. The Queen of Hearts is the card that represents you. I'm sorry to hear that. Does this go back about 3 years, or is it more?
More.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did it get worse about 3 years and 2 years ago?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. I have the card that represents you. Your sixth house cards don't look horrible. At least what that tells me is I don't see you getting worse in the near future. However, what I do see is a lot of frustration and distress and depression, and I don't blame you. I don't blame you for feeling that way. How long have you been seeing the doctor who you're going to right now?
Approximately 3 years.
Okay. When you first started to see that doctor, was there improvement?
Yes.
Okay. Since then, this doctor has done everything that he or she feels that...
Yes.
Okay. Then I would try to see another doctor.
Okay.
And I bring it up because you have nice cards around this doctor, and by no means am I saying anything ill of him at all.
Okay.
But what I see is a locked-in situation. And I think sometimes when you talk to a doctor who's new, they take a fresh look. That's all.
Okay.
And I'd like to see a fresh look for you. You have the Nine of Hearts, which is the best card in the deck, falling in the fourth house. Fourth house has a lot to do with medication. It also has a lot to do with nutrition. It might be useful to look at nutrition to see if it will help you at all, to strengthen your immune system, for example, and to see whether there's any sort of different medication that might make things a little bit better.
Okay.
And those are the two things that are showing up in this particular reading, Renee. So I wouldn't quit. What the heck? You're still very young. You have a lot of time to be better. So,
thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Barbara in Westerly. Barbara, welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly, Barbara, and I see that you're a Taurus. And what's your question for me?
Do you see a baby in my future?
A baby. Well, let's take a look. And what's your husband's birthday?
September 13th.
Okay.
And he's not my husband, long-term boyfriend.
Okay. As far as astrology is concerned, there's really only two relationships, casual dating and commitment. There's really not a lot in the middle. But anyway,
okay.
The Taurus makes you the Queen of Clubs. And tell me his birthday one more time. September, was it?
13th.
September 13th. Okay. I have the card that represents him. And I have the card that represents you. The fifth house cards are not as encouraging as I wish they were. In the fifth house, which is where I look for pregnancies, there is a Jack of Diamonds, which should be a little boy. But on one side, there's a Ten of Spades, and on the other, there's a Three of Spades. So, Barbara, those are not wonderful cards. They represent, unfortunately, the possibility of losing a pregnancy. In the fifth house away from you, there is, however, a very positive card. And also in the eighth, those are places that have to do with things like in vitro fertilization. So Do I see you getting pregnant naturally and holding a baby to term? The answer is no.
Okay.
But with some assistance, the answer is maybe.
Okay.
All right, Barbara, thank you for the call.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. We are very close to the bottom of the hour. Yeah, so I don't want to take your call right now because I would shortchange you, Marie, Al, or Bob. So hang on there, and we do have one line available for you at 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. And, of course, should you be interested in a private consultation, I have an office in Lincoln, Rhode Island, and the phone number there is 401-333-7970-333-7970. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb, here with you until 7 o'clock on WPRO, taking your calls, making predictions, and we have two lines available for you at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Bob in Wakefield. Bob, welcome to the program. Hello, Bob. Nope, I don't hear Bob. There you are. You almost lost me, Bob.
Oh, my wife is holding on to the phone, so
thank heavens.
Get a reading too.
Okay, well, you are born under the sign of Aquarius, and what's your question for me?
Well, Myrna, what I wanted to find out was I'm about to go into a lawsuit with a very big company, and they have misled me in contract, and it's been about 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been an ordeal. I manufacture a product that's a topical kind of a product, and it's a great product. And they wanted to take it out to the media and out to the world, and then they just have led me on and told me tales, and so we're taking them to court. So I want to know how it's going to come out.
Well, the cards look really good. So I think things are going to work out for you. You've got nice cards in the 8th house and in the 9th. I think that you have an attorney working for you who is doing a good job. It may not be the kind of windfall to set you up for the rest of your life. But I think that you will win, as I see it, in the long run. And there is at least some kind of remuneration, which is reasonable.
Good. So, yeah, it's reasonable, and that's all we want.
Yeah, it is reasonable. By no means do I see this as a lottery win, but I do think it's reasonable, Bob. So good luck with that. Let us know how it turns out, okay? Thank you. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Sharon in North Kingston, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
I'm well, Sharon. I see that you're born under the sign of Aries. And what's your question for me?
My question is my husband having an affair?
Oh, dear. Okay. I don't think I can answer that question on the radio, Sharon. Seriously. I mean, I'm going to lay some cards and I'm going to look. But the thing is that question is so fraught with emotion that it's the kind of thing I'd really want to be able to look at charts and see a lot more information. But tell me this. I know you're a Taurus. What's his birthday?
No, I'm an Aries.
You're an Aries. What's his birthday?
November 10th, 1947.
So that's enough. I didn't need the year. He's a Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you thought that there was something going on?
For about a year.
Okay. And you've asked him and he says no, no, no?
Yes.
But you don't believe him?
Well, he left the house, so I think something's going on.
He's moved out?
Yes.
I see. Okay. Well, the Queen of Hearts is the card that represents you. And most of the time when your instincts believe that there is another woman, you have reason to believe that. And clearly what I see is that there are a lot of women around him for one reason or another. It may have to do with work. It might have to do with the nature of where he spends time. In other words, I would not tell you, based on what I see, either yes or no. I wouldn't do that. I don't think it would do us any good. It's the kind of question I really would need to draw his chart and yours and really talk with you further. What I do know for sure is that your relationship is over at this time. And you have the Nine of Spades, which is the worst card in the deck, falling in the box of divorce. So clearly that's where you're going to. You believe he's guilty of something he says he's not. You don't trust him. He has moved out. You either have to do marriage counseling or you have to get divorced. You haven't got a marriage at this point. I wish it were different. Sharon, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. I know that several people were holding on for quite a long time, and it takes me a while to get through calls, and several people got frustrated and hung up. If you call back right away, you'll get through right away. Darlene on a cell phone, welcome to the program. Hello. Hi, darling.
Hello, Myrna.
I see you're an Aries, and what's your question for me?
How's my job careers in the future look?
How does your job... Okay, yeah. Wait a second. You've got a job right now, yes?
Yes, I do, but I'm still looking around to find the right career choice.
Okay. Now, you've been out of school for just a few years. Did you do any schooling beyond high school?
Yes, I did. That's okay. Where I just came out of.
And you just... Not long ago. You've just finished your degree. What degree did you get?
Accounting associate.
Okay. Now, that ought to provide you with work, especially in tax season. Are you working at all?
Yes, I am. I'm actually in retail.
Oh, okay. But you mean you in other words, it wouldn't satisfy you to be working for an H&R Block or any other accounting firm at this time of year?
I tried that before, Myrna, and it's not satisfying.
Okay.
I'm looking for customer service.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense. For you as an Aries, it makes sense that you need to feel that you like and are liked at a job, that you like it and that the people who you work with like you. You've got nice cards in the eighth house. I think you do know what you want. You fall in your own ninth. Have you considered at all moving? Have you been thinking about that or talking to people outside this area?
Yes.
That's where all your opportunities are, all of them. And because you're an Aries, it's important that you have some kind of friendship connection before you make the move. So you've got some friends living in another community?
Yes.
That's where to go.
Okay.
You knew that. You just needed me to tell you that, right, darling?
I just needed somebody to push me in the right direction.
Okay, go for it and give us a call because you can listen to us on the internet. You know that. So
yes.
Call and let me know when you get the job in the new area. And it's not going to take you long. You've just been beating your head against a stone wall because you're not finding what you want right here. Darlene, thanks for calling. Let's talk to Mary Lynn in Riverside. Mary Lynn, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi there. I see you're calling for your son.
Mm-hmm.
What's your question for him?
I'd like to know if he's ever going to get married.
Ever?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Is he ever? Look, first of all, he's a Gemini.
Yes.
And if Geminis get married much before the age of 29 or 30, it doesn't work.
No.
So he's not that much past that age. He's finally an adult. Look, in astrology, we don't become adults until we reach the age of 29, 30.
Okay.
And so people who manage to get married before that and make it work, they're among the lucky ones. Because
mm-hmm.
I think it really does take us that long to become who we are, know who we are, know what we need.
Mm-hmm.
So I have the card that represents your son. And in his seventh house of marriage and partnership, there is a Queen of Hearts, falling with the Nine of Hearts. Mm-hmm. Queen of Hearts would represent a woman who's a fire sign, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. And the very best signs in the zodiac for Gemini are Aries and Leo, and Sag is in bad. So will he ever, ever get married? I think the answer is yes.
Ooh.
And between you and me, I think he's already met this girl.
Well, he is going out with a Scorpio, though.
Oh, that doesn't count. No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
I'm just pulling your leg. I don't know. Scorpio, I can't tell you for sure because the Queen of Hearts is showing up. And, you know, if the Scorpio has her moon in Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, that might be it. I'm not sure that it's this woman by any means.
Mm-hmm.
The picture does not suggest to me that that's really who he's going to marry.
Uh-oh.
But there is definitely a marriage, so will he ever, ever get married, Mary Lynn? I think the answer is yes, he ever, ever will someday. All right, let's 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Jeanette in Mendon, Mass. Jeanette, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So you're calling about a daughter.
Yes, Jackie. What's in store for her this coming year?
Well, that's way too broad a question. Is there anything in particular you wanted to know about her?
Is she going to get her act together?
That's still a little bit general. Is she drinking, doing drugs?
No.
Okay. So that's not the act you're worried about, is
it? Okay. I'm wondering how her relationship is going to end up.
So she's seeing somebody, and you want to know if there's a potential.
She
was seeing one, but she isn't seeing him now.
Right.
Jeanette, it sounds to me as if her relationship has already resolved itself. She's not drinking. She's not doing drugs. She's young. She's going to find her path, and I think that she needs to call me herself. I'm sorry. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Lee in Providence. Lee, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You are welcome, and I see that you are a Taurus.
Yes.
And what's your question for me?
I'm thinking of applying for a different position
mm-hmm.
in my job, but I'm under a lot of stress in my personal life, and I'm not sure if it's a good time to make a move or to stay put as far as my job is concerned?
I think your question is an extremely important one. I'm always telling people to try not to move around two major areas of your life at once. And when I talk about major areas, I'm always referring to health, work, home environment, major relationships. So if you're struggling within the home with a husband or a child, I think it's best not to change jobs. If you're in structure, if you're having trouble in a major relationship with a husband or a lover, if you have a health problem, if any of those kinds of things are going on, I think it is smart to stay with one job and not move on. However, let's talk about this, Lee, because what I see in your work area is a lot of frustration with the position, and the new position might be fun. So what you need to weigh and measure is whether the fun that the new job could bring into your life is better and more powerful than the stress of learning the new job. Okay?
Okay.
So I think sometimes having a new situation like the new job can almost take some of the stress away, because at least when you're at work, you're really involved in what you're doing and your brain stops focusing on the problem that's at home. You have to decide for yourself, and if in fact you can conclude that it would be a healthy distraction to take the new job, I would do it. And it looks to me as if, should you decide to take the new job, you would be pleased with it. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, Anne in Providence, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hello, Anne. Hi. And let's see, you are also a Taurus. We've had a good number of Taurans tonight. And what's your question for me?
I have two lovely gentlemen in my life, and I just wondered if things will look brighter for one or the other.
Okay, the Queen of Clubs represents you, an abundance of riches. Okay, I would like to know month and date of birth. I don't need the years.
January 21.
So January 21st is born under the sign of Aquarius.
Yes.
And the other gentleman is?
September 13,
which is Virgo. Okay.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, Taurus and Virgo are a lot more compatible easily than are Aquarius and Virgo. And clearly you fall in the fifth house away from Virgo, meaning that he is very interested in you. He may not be looking for marriage at this time, and I certainly don't see you saying yes to him at this time, but he cares for you considerably. And the thing that I'm seeing with regard to you in your feelings for him is that you know you can trust him. So there is that feeling. The King of Diamonds, which represents the Aquarian, falls in a place that suggests he's fun to be with. He's fun to talk to. And he has the slight edge in your heart over the Virgo. So I know what's going on with you, Anne. The practical side of you is saying it ought to be Virgo, but the romantic side of you is saying Aquarius, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. I'm not going to tell you which of these guys is going to win. I'm going to tell you to have a good time.
Oh, no.
And thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb, here with you for just a few more minutes on WPRO and 99.7 FM. And you know, coming up after this program is Beyond Reality with Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson. But we have time to finish up the calls we have, and we're going to start now with Megan in Providence. Megan, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi, Megan. I see you are a Pisces.
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your question for me?
I want to know that the man that I'm with right now, if I'm going to spend the rest of my life with him.
Okay.
I know it's kind of a loaded one.
Well,
but
I
think he might be the one, but I'm kind of curious.
You know, you're a Pisces, which is the most psychic sign in the zodiac. And so when you have a strong feeling about a man, you're probably right. So let's take a look. What's his birthday?
March 23rd.
So March 23rd makes him an Aries. Now, the only problem between an Aries and a Pisces is that he's the firstborn sign of the zodiac. He's like a kid, and you're like a 12th grader, a grown-up. So you need to understand that on many levels, this is a guy who's going to want to be mothered and nurtured when he's 50.
Okay.
You know that about him already, don't you?
Sometimes. sometimes it's like that, but sometimes he really likes to take care of me, I've noticed.
Oh, and I'm sure he will. Aries is an adoring lover, and he has a way of looking at you that makes you feel as if no one has ever loved you this much or ever could.
Yeah.
He could very well turn out to be the man forever. There was one other man who you cared for quite a lot, too, not all that terribly long ago.
Yes.
And so you do want to just slow down a little and trust your instincts, but take your time. Can this work out? Sure. Is it an easy combination in spite of the fact that it may feel like it right now? No, it's not. You need to get to know him. You need to take your time. You need to be sure that you have real common ground. Because even though you're very different in many ways, if the two of you find it easy to talk to each other and if you're comfortable confronting issues because he's a much more direct person than you are, those are the things that are important, and those are the things that can make this work. So my answer to you, he could be, but I'm not at all in a position to say to you that he will be.
Okay.
All right, Megan, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, let's talk to Michelle in Cranston. Michelle, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hi there, and I see you are born under the sign of Scorpio.
Yes, I am.
And what's your question for me tonight?
My question is, I'd like to know, my husband and myself, what our financial future looks like. He's a Capricorn.
He's a Capricorn. You're a Scorpio. Are you both working right now?
Yes, we are.
Okay. I have said several times in these past few weeks, and certainly tonight, this is an extremely good year, in a general sense, for people born under the sign of Scorpio, but also Capricorn. Now, obviously there are some Capricorns who have a lot of planets in Sagittarius, and they may be dealing with a lot of stress. And there are a lot of Scorpios who have a lot of planets in Sagittarius as well who may be dealing with stress. But fundamentally, with Jupiter in the sign of Capricorn, which is your husband's sun sign, in a place that's really very well placed for you too, and Saturn in Virgo, again, a placement that should be good for both of you, in the big picture, this is a positive stretch of time. So I've got your cards here. In your house, as far as money is concerned, your cards indicate that it's okay, not great. But your husband's money cards look really very good.
Excellent.
What that tells me is things ought to be going extremely well for you. And if not, then you two have really got to look at why not. Because, yes, this picture is a very positive one financially.
Excellent. Thank
Michelle,
you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Barbara in Boston. Barbara, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hi there, Barbara. And I see that you're born under the sign of Pisces.
Yes.
And what's your question for me?
I plan to apply to several graduate schools this fall.
Great.
Hoping to start a program that will begin 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know whether or not I will be getting into one of the schools I intend to apply to.
Okay. The Queen of Spades is the card that represents you, and I have that card. College is the ninth house in the way that I work, and so let me get up to that place in this layout. And, you have all four suits up there, so clearly what that suggests is you won't get into all of the schools that you apply for. You plan to apply to four schools?
I'm going to apply to, like, seven or eight.
Really?
I just want to get into one of them.
Okay. I feel very sure that you're going to get into one of them. I was going to say it's school number four. So if you were to make a list of those schools and you rank order them from the one you really, really want to get into all the way down to the one that you'd be very content to go to, but it's number six or seven or eight.
Right.
I have a sense that it's going to be school number four that works out for you. And in terms of geography, it is the school that is probably the most southern location.
Oh, okay.
Okay? That may help you to narrow it down a little.
Okay.
It looks really good, Barbara. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. I think I might have time for a call or two beyond Angela. So if you call right away, you'll get through. Angela in Johnston, welcome to the program.
Hi, Rena. How are you today?
I am well, thank you. And I see you have a birthday coming up in a couple of days. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Getting older, but hopefully not much older.
Well, getting older is better than the alternative.
Correct.
And so you're in Aries. And what's your question for me?
Well, my question is that my husband and I, we have property, you know, finances have been crazy because I do mortgages, he does insurance, so finances have been a little bit whacked out.
Mm-hmm.
We have this property that my husband grew up in New York. We've been renovating for the last 3.5 years.
Right.
We're almost there.
Right.
For me to get it all looking beautiful.
Right.
After thousands of dollars, and I want to sell it. And will I be successful in selling that within the next 3 months? I think in 3 months, everything should be done.
Okay. You will be successful in selling it. You will realize a tidy profit on it. I am not confident that the closing will be in 3 months. I think it's apt to take a little beyond that, perhaps even as much as to October.
Okay, fine.
But this picture looks like a bright one, and I think that you've been wise to invest in that property.
Thank you. Lots of tears, though, in that property.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Now, Marina, where are you? I would love to come and pay you a visit.
Thank you. My office is in Lincoln, Rhode Island.
Okay.
My phone number there is 401-333-7970.
Mm-hmm.
I'm available for long consultations. And then there are people who like to ask one question, just like on the radio, and I do that on Wednesday nights from 7 to 10.
Oh, that's excellent. And I'm also a metaphysical teacher. I do mortgages, but I'm a Reiki master. I do
other. Oh, wow.
So I would love to meet up with you.
Well, thanks, Angela. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Let's talk to Kim in Cranston. Kim, welcome to the program.
Hi, Marna. How are you?
I am well, Kim. And let's see, you're born under the sign of Aquarius. What's your question for me?
Well, I actually had a reading with you about 2 years ago, and you had actually called it right at the time, and it was a romantic question, whether or not to move in with a particular individual.
Yes.
Who I'm not with anymore, but he still sort of lingers in my mind. And I guess my question is whether or not I will end up with him, or what's in my romantic future?
Okay, the Queen of Diamonds is the card that represents you. And what's his birthday, just the month and day?
Today, April 5th.
All right. Well, you fall with the Nine of Hearts. Now, clearly that means good things are coming. Whether it's with him, I'm not optimistic. He falls next to another woman. Was there another woman in the picture at some point?
I think so, but not when I was involved.
Okay. Well, there's another woman who falls with him and with an Eight of Spades. And, of course, that could be an old relationship that fell apart. It could even be a marriage that dissolved. But
he is divorced.
Okay. But what happens is there's that Aries thing of feeling gun-shy is really the best way to put it. And so he may love you to death and still be afraid to make the promise of marriage. And that's exactly what these cards show. So you tried to make a relationship work with him. It didn't. Now, what have I got? I've got the King of Clubs, which is a man who could be a Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn falling right on the surface of the cards, right next to you, meaning you've met this man. There is a man in your life who cares about you, who would be stable, secure, and committed. And, of course, when you hear the word stable, secure, and committed, you think boring. And that's what makes you crazy, Kim, because he wouldn't be boring. I mean, most of the time, good husband material can be boring. As opposed to the guy who wants to ride his motorcycle all over the East Coast and be free as the breeze, because that's the guy who doesn't want to get married, like the King of Hearts, the Aries guy.
Right.
So, Kim, can you marry? Yes, you have the happy marriage card falling in the seventh house away from you. Can there be a man for you? Yes, but you have to be honest with yourself about what makes marriage work. And if you find the only man that turns you on and gets you really all excited is a man who's absolutely not marriageable, there's nothing wrong with that, but you have to change your own plans for yourself. Okay, Kim? Thank you for the call. Well, we've run out of time for this week on the Myrna Lamb Show, and I appreciate so much you all being here. I hope you have a great week, and of course, stay tuned for Beyond Reality with Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson. And you're welcome to call my office, of course, at 401-333-7970. Ken, thank you for a great week. And to all of you, thank you for listening. I'm Myrna Lamb. See you next Saturday night.